Jason literally looks 45. He's so much older than the rest of the boys.
He's like their dad.
Really, I was like they must have found him on the street and hired him. They're like, hey, do you want to be in this kid show? Like, quickly, come on.
Hello, and welcome back to a new episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Liz,
Candace,
and Adrian.
And today we will be recapping Laguna Beach Season 2, Episode 12, Our Last Prom. Next week, we have another interview coming up with a new guest, and we will be revealing who the guest is later this week, so be sure to keep an eye on our Instagram account for that special announcement. We're so excited today because we also have Candace's best friend, Kelsey, joining us for this episode.
Yay!
Woohoo! Kelsey was on our special Halloween episode that we did during our first season of the podcast, so if you haven't listened to that one, then you should definitely go back and check it out, and we're super excited that she is back. So before we get into this week's episode, we thought it'd be fun to just talk to Kelsey for a few minutes about her and Candace's friendship.
Thank you! Hi everyone, it's great to see you guys again.
So good to see you.
Thank you. So me and Candace were talking about what we would, you know, tell, what stories we would tell and how we would, you know, discuss our friendship. I've known her my entire life since we were 5 years old. We met in kindergarten. We went to the same elementary school, middle and high school. And the thing that stood out to me the most about her in kinder was she brought the coolest apple juices and like the little glass containers. Oh. And all of the kids tried to take it from her. And they did. Like, they successfully stole her juice. And, like, I remember walking up to some kid and being like, that's not yours, and giving it back to her. And from that moment, it was just history. We were the best of friends.
Aw.
That's awesome.
She was my apple juice defender. My mom would stop at the one convenience store, like, every morning and get me just, like, an apple juice, like, in the glass container.
Your mom loved you.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. It was literally, like, every morning. And I think she just forgot to, like, buy my juice boxes or something. I don't know. Every morning we'd stop at, like, 7-Eleven and she'd get me the whole juice. And people really wanted my glass container. I don't know. So Kelsey made sure that I had juice and that if I needed something opened, she would always ask for me because I was scared to ask the lunch duty to open things for me.
Yes. So she was very shy and reserved.
Shockingly.
For about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And now she's a Candace we all know and love.
But we lived down the street from each other our basically entire lives till we were like 23.
Yeah, 23.
And so I grew up at her house pretty much every weekend, and
our first ever slumber party was with each other when we were like 6 years old at my house.
Yep.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So we pretty much know each other like the back of our hands. So it's a fun time. It's a good time, especially like when you're in your 30s and you're still friends. So that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. You have so many years of history and like so many stories to like talk about.
We were trying to go over like what story would be a really fun one to tell. And when you have so many with someone, it's extremely hard to pick one or one thing that stands out because everything kind of jumbles together in time, you know, when you've known somebody your whole life.
And she was like saying stuff and I'm like, no, you can't tell that. I'm like, what the hell?
Wait, I have to ask about one. Candace told a story about Hold My Pizza.
Yes.
Oh my God. I told her to tell the whole thing. You are the worst human being. This podcast will be the last of our friendship.
Oh my God.
This is it.
Tell the whole story.
It's not as like funny as she makes it sound, honestly. It's kind of lame. But we, you know, our third, like our best friend in the world, she unfortunately passed away. I talked about her on the last time I was on the pod. She and I were on a softball team together. And we both had terrible asthma, like dorky girls playing softball do. And we both weren't feeling well during the game. And she got to sit out first. So I had to continue to play because we played the same position. We couldn't switch each other out. And it was miserable. And one of our other friends that wasn't our good friend, just a girl we knew, asked about how the weekend was. And I told her, oh, yeah, Ariel had to sit out. So I had to play. And so I was kind of bummed out that I had to play and I didn't feel well. Well, she decided to go tell everybody I was talking badly about Ariel, saying that she faked her asthma attack. That's why she couldn't quit. And I'm very defensive of the people I love. And my best friends are my entire world. And so when she was saying I was talking badly about her, I got very defensive. And she got in my face. And I looked, was it you?
It was me.
I looked at Candace. And it was just like, we had really great pizza at the high school lunch. I don't even remember the pizza. But I was not about to let that go to waste. And so I said, hold my pizza. And we almost brawled. It was bad. And it stopped. And I was a good girl and did not fight everybody in high school. However, this guy.
She was. Well, first of all, the girl that was making up rumors was very.
I don't want to talk badly. I probably listen to
it. Like, I don't want to say psychotic, but.
I mean, you said it.
Psychotic. And yeah, so I mean, it was just so funny because like Kelsey's not like,
no,
like she really doesn't like fight, but she is very like, if she like loves you, she will defend you. Like she's mm-hmm. like, you know, and so she was like not about to have this girl talking crap on her friend. So she was like, and she knew I would do anything for her in this situation. So she said, hold my pizza. And I was happy to hold the pizza in case anything went down. Just to make sure she got lunch afterwards.
Oh my gosh.
So you didn't actually fight as a result of this.
I don't remember why we didn't fight. It was very close.
Now I think, I could be wrong, but I think because there was administration walking by.
That makes perfect sense, because if I'm afraid of anything, it's authority. And I would have stopped immediately and ran the other way. Kelsey and I were like the kids that we did not like getting in trouble. Oh god, no.
Like at all. And so when we would get in trouble, we'd like immediately start crying, like just instant mm-hmm. crying, because we were like, we're good kids, like we don't get in trouble. And I just remember, I won't tell the whole story, but I remember one time her and I got called into the office for something, and they tried to play us against each other, and they were like, Kelsey already said like everything, like, so you better just tell us.
What?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
like
interrogation tactics.
So you better just tell us. And they told Kelsey, Candace ratted you out already, so like tell us everything.
Oh my god.
And we're both bawling. Yeah. And we walk out of the office and we're like, they told me you told on me. And she's like, they told me you told on me. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, but, like, we're not like the no. Like I'm, and I always say this, I am not the person you want to be like to go down with, because I will immediately say everything that happened.
Oh my god, can I tell the story when you almost got yourself arrested and I talked you out of it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. You have no idea. So we are really, really young at the time. We're like 19 years old. And for whatever reason, we went to the school where everybody we knew got knocked up in high school. Okay. So like everybody had little babies. And it was awesome. I love being an auntie more than anything in the world. So I'm happy about it. She hated it. She hated kids at the time. She was not in it. But I had a great time. So anyway, we're going to get like at the JCPenney Portrait Studios, we're getting a family photo of the best friend Ariel we're talking about and her little family with her daughter and her boyfriend at the time. Candace drove. I thought Candace was on track to get her license.
However, I had my learner's permit. She mm-hmm. was a licensed driver, but I didn't have it with me in the car.
So we drive, we go get the pictures done. Everything's great. There's an accident up ahead. Candace is rubbernecking and doesn't notice that our friends are in the car in front of us, dead stopped at a red light.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, hit the brake. Brake! Screaming. We smash into them.
Oh, just totally.
Because there was an accident, there were cops on the scene. So the cops were like, pull over. And the cop got to the car, and Candace looks at him and goes, I am so sorry. I don't have a license. I don't have anything. I don't know what I'm doing. And just starts hysterically crying. I'm so sorry. I'm not licensed.
And oh, my God.
She's afraid. She has a learner's permit. I'm a licensed driver. I will go get it for you, because I didn't know it was in the car. So I'm like, I'll go get it for you. You just shut your mouth. Don't say another word. I'll talk to the cop. And thankfully, he's like, do you know those people? And we're like, yeah, we'll handle it. But she almost got her butt taken. The car almost got impounded. Listen, it was a bad time.
I panicked instantly.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I don't want my trouble.
I told him all the bad things you've ever done.
I know. I literally was about to start telling him things I did in, like, fourth grade. Yeah. Like, I just, like, it was instant.
Oh, my God. You're serious about not being used to getting in trouble and not liking it at all. Like, that just spilled out of you.
I'm not the ride or die. Like, I'm not the person you want with you when, like, kill somebody and, like, no, you want me to hide the body with you. Do not call her. Because I will immediately, if the cops come to my house, I will immediately say where you hit the body.
Like, my friends literally say that about me, too. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to lie for you. I'm like, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
We've known each other long enough to know that we're probably not the best ride or dies.
No. And also, the stories we told make it sound like we came from, like, Hood Rats City, U.S.
I know, it does.
We grew up in Cupertino, California, like, super nice, and we didn't get in trouble, I promise.
We really didn't, but, like, we did have, like, small moments.
Yeah.
Well, we're super excited that you're here, and I hope that we get more crazy stories throughout this episode like that.
Huh. You probably <We'll> see.
Yes. So in our previously on, Kristen tells us that Jessica had developed a major crush on Jeff. Luckily, she forgave Kristen for kissing him. She knew it didn't mean anything, and it was good to see her happy for a change. Steven was also on the rebound, but this time it looked like Lauren wasn't falling for it. Meanwhile, Kristen had major talent issues, and he was still really mad that she went to see Steven in San Francisco. Now prom was coming up, and Talon was supposed to ask her, but she was worried that he was just going to blow her off.
Yeah, I feel like he wasn't really that angry, and that was an over-exaggeration. Like, he was just, yeah. Like, it was expected, and he was like, eh, kind of
he was
stuck.
Just annoyed, yeah.
Yeah.
Talon?
Yeah, I don't think he was angry. Like,
okay, I think he was annoyed, though, because of, like, mm-hmm. how he acted in the rest of the episode. So, like,
yeah.
I do believe that he wasn't happy about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like they tried to make it a bigger deal than it was.
Yes, totally.
But when Kelsey and I were watching this, whenever she's talking about kissing Jeff, Kelsey immediately was like, such a bitch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So true.
I thought so, too. I was so mad watching that last episode.
Yeah.
And I hate how in this she's just like, oh, she knew it didn't mean anything, but still, that's not cool to do to Jessica.
No. I know. She's not, like,
it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Happy. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
So we open the episode with Kristen, Alex H., and Jessica hanging out, and Kristen says it's our last prom, and Jessica asks her if she's excited. Kristen says, yeah, if I get asked, and Jessica says that he will. Kristen asks if they could go to prom with anyone from the school. Who would they go with? Alex says she'd go with Mikey J, and Jessica, of course, says Jeff because he's hot and has a really good body. Those are the reasons to go with someone, yeah.
Yeah.
Kristen says Talon would be a fun date, but she's scared that she won't get asked to prom, and Jessica tells her that he will and that she will get asked for sure. So I just have to point out, I noticed in this scene that when Jessica says he will two times, it's the same audio clip, and it really, like, wigged me out. And so I, like, rewound, listened to it again. And, like, the first time he says he will, we don't see Jessica's face. And then the second time we do see her saying it. So again, we always notice these things now, but I thought it was funny that they reused it within, like, 20 seconds of itself. Like, it was so fast. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're drinking out of coconuts in this scene.
Yes.
And I thought that was super hilarious. And do you remember what you said about this scene? About Kristen's NASCAR outfit?
Oh, yeah. What was with that? Did you guys notice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did look like that, yeah.
Yeah. Her exact comment was, Kristen looks like she should be working at NASCAR, and Alex H. desperately needs a bra. Oh, my God.
Bad. I was like, oh my God, you can almost see nip through that shirt. That's terrible.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice.
I didn't notice that either.
Oh my God. I'm like, you're a baby. Go put a bra on right now.
I'm like, I feel like she's, like, part of, like, the small chess club, though, that can wear, like, tank tops without a bra. And, like, I wish that I was a part of that club because I think
if
it's such
not
a cute look.
See-through.
Yeah.
But you're right. Absolutely. I wish I could, too. Can't do it.
No. Like, everything would be out and it would be awful.
Okay. That little NASCAR outfit, though, I thought was really cute. And Kristen.
No,
not Kristen. Jessica puts it on later in the episode.
She does. I know.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't notice that.
I thought it was so weird that they looked like they were about to, like, go to a NASCAR event.
Wasn't for me, for sure.
I do think Jessica looked really pretty in this scene, though, but I always think she looks pretty, so that's nothing new.
Yeah.
She's really stunning. She's gorgeous.
So our first scene is at Talon's house, and he's talking to Jeff and Jake about prom. Talon says he's been trying to ask Kristen to prom for the past year, and he's hesitant if he should or not. he says, wouldn't it be funny if I didn't ask her? And he tells the guys that he's not sure if he's going to ask her or not. Talon continues to joke around about not asking her, and Jake says Kristen would be so bummed. I agree. I think it would have been hilarious if he did not ask her.
Same. I kind of wish he didn't.
Yeah, me too.
So mean.
Well, they keep acting like she's not going to get a date, but Kristen's of course going to get a date to prom. Like, come on.
But she's also the kind of girl that, like, always gets dates. So I kind of feel right. like if we flip the script, like, mm-hmm. that would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
In a mean way, but it'd be kind of funny.
I think so, too. I think it would be funny. For sure.
But I just think that Talon was being a total drama king, and he was being a jerk, and I just think he was a jerk. But I will say, so Jake, the guy with the red hair, literally looks like he's wearing a red hair helmet.
And I looks like Ronald McDonald.
It was so distracting. Yes. The whole scene.
Like, I agree.
It was bad. And yeah. Kelsey thought Jeff was totally hot, so... There you go.
Okay.
He looked like the guy that Candace would have been all about in high school. I was like, that's yours right there.
Adrian's
no wonder you defended him so much last time.
I know. Adrian thinks he looks like a baby.
Oh, he does have a baby face. Totally. Yeah. But he's absolutely your type.
This makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Selling me out.
What? That's not a bad thing. He's cute.
Well, yeah. Well, Kelsey said he was totally hot, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that.
Talon asks Jake if he knows how he's going to ask Taylor yet, and he says he's still thinking about it. Talon says that out of all the three dates that they could have picked, they picked the ultimate drama dates of Taylor, Jessica, and Kristen. So, again, Talon just blaming all the drama on the girls. And I think it's a little unfair to lump Taylor into that category because she wasn't very much in the drama except for her one drunken argument with him. So
I think Talon just thinks Taylor's drama because
she doesn't like him.
She won't get with him.
Yeah. He didn't get his way with her.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I laughed when Jake goes, yours, when he's talking about Kristen. I thought that was really funny.
So we then see Steven driving in his truck through downtown Laguna. He has some boxes in the back of the truck, so I'm assuming he was bringing his stuff down before making his move to LA. He calls Lauren, and we see her lounging at her house reading a magazine when she answers the phone, and he says, "Hey, buddy," and lets her know that he's back in town.
Steven.
I know.
He's so awkward. He's
so dorky. He asks what she's doing, and she says that she's at home reading a magazine, and he says he wants to pick her up so they can hang out, and Lauren tells him, "Oh, no, actually, I think I'm busy," and Steven says, "What?" And then she is just kidding around and says that he can come and get her.
This was, like, the fakest phone call, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was so staged with her just, like, lounging, looking perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And her, like, with her magazine.
Just reading a magazine, yeah.
Like, this was the fakest thing I've ever seen, but it's okay.
Also, I feel like something seems different about her, and I don't know what it is, or if we just know that, like, she's going to move on to Jason mm-hmm. soon, but, like, she, the way that they interact now, she, like, literally just, like, gives off an air of, I don't care anymore.
I get that, too.
It's very different, yeah.
Next, we see Alex M., Morgan S., and Taylor arriving at the Colonnade, which looks like a little shopping center, and they're going to get their nails done. Taylor asks if they feel like this is prom and says that there's no buildup or anything, and she says she's for sure going to cry at least once or twice. Suddenly, a woman walks into the salon and asks who owns a black Acura outside. Taylor said she does, and the woman tells her that it's being towed. Taylor, clearly freaking out, says, "That doesn't make sense. I haven't been here that long at all." And then we see her car being put up onto the tow truck by Jake, who is crouching down to the side of the truck with a bouquet of flowers. So Taylor's walking to the car with the woman and asks, "Well, where's the time limit? I don't have any parking tickets on my car at all." And the woman gives Taylor her driver's license and says that she can't go out there while it's being towed. Then Jake walks up and Taylor says, "Do you see what's happening to me right now?" And then he asks her to prom. And then he says, "It's a joke." And then they all start screaming and laughing. And I thought this was so good. Like, Taylor was,
it was so good.
Genuinely freaking out. Yeah.
And, like, it was a lot of effort to, like, go, you know, get the tow truck to come and actually tow the freaking car. Like,
it yeah, was like, get it up on there. Yeah.
I think I would have cried, though.
I'm like, yeah.
Like, I love how she's like, "I have no parking tickets on this." Like, yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome.
I guess it takes a lot of, like, work to do that. And, like, totally. A lot to think about. Like, did you ever get a promposal? I can't remember.
Just that gigantic, gigantic card. Do you remember when
Steven? Yeah, and then Jacob got me the exact same gigantic.
We have these boys that neither of us were really into get us the world's biggest cards that were literally like 5 feet big.
And they were best friends.
Yeah.
And we were best friends. Mm. And they both really wanted to date us.
It would have been like, so cute if we liked them. It would have been perfect, but we just didn't. But yeah, that was the most extravagant way.
Did you guys go with them?
Didn't we?
I mean, I dated him for a little bit, but you had already broken up with him, hadn't you?
I know, but I think I still went with him. I think I did. I don't remember. It was so long ago, but I'm pretty sure I went to like innumerable dances with that boy.
Like, this sounds really bad, but like, we just really wanted boyfriends.
100%.
Every girl in high school. Yeah.
Like, we were tired of being alone, but all of our friends had dates, so
we accepted. We got.
We made some sacrifices.
So we then get a few shots of the beach and we see two gorillas walking out of a car. Alex H. and Jessica are having lunch and Jessica asks Alex if she's excited for prom. Alex says she's really excited but is scared that she's not going to get asked. And then we see the two gorillas, Jeff C. and Jeff B., are crossing the street and carrying big cardboard bananas. The girls continue chatting, totally unaware that the gorillas are sneaking up behind them. And then Jessica notices them and they jump up out of their seats and they see the guys and they take off their masks and the bananas both say prom on them. And then the girls are like screaming and stuff about it. So that one was cute too, but
yeah.
Why gorilla costumes?
I loved how scared Jessica genuinely was.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what's happening. And I know, Adrienne, you said that you liked her in the NASCAR.
Yeah.
So when we were watching it, Kelsey literally.
No, I was not about that outfit. With the yellow, I was like, this is not working. What is happening? The
worst outfit ever.
We're going to post it on our Instagram.
Yeah. And we'll take a poll.
Let's
see what everybody thinks. Because for me, by far, worst outfit of the episode.
No.
But I liked the jean mini skirt.
Yes, the skirts were very cute.
The skirts were cute. Yeah.
You wore one a lot in high school.
I loved a good jean mini.
Over leggings. That was like your thing.
I loved it. Yeah. Definitely my style with some cute flats. That was it.
Lace on the leggings though, right?
Absolutely.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
How else? Like, what? No, I live in leggings to this day. Not the lacy capri ones anymore, but
only because you can't find them anymore.
I know. Kelsey and I were watching the episode and we're both like, she was like, it's hard to find something to pick out because I would still dress like this, like, to this day. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, we're both stuck in like the 2000s. We still dress that way.
And like, do our hair that way and like everything.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to like let that die, you know, like.
Well, it's weird getting older and, like, feeling that way, because I actually was just talking about that the other day, about how, like, I've had bangs for, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I going to be one of those women who, when I'm 60, like, we look now and they're like, oh, they look like they have such an 80s hairstyle. So, like, is that going to be me? But people are like, early 2000s hairstyle.
I know. You know? Side bangs, I don't think I could ever let them go.
I know. Now they're awkward, but I have them middle part.
And here's the thing. I did a middle part for the longest time. I had no bangs.
Did you?
For the longest time. And then I had my hairstylist. I had her cut bangs in. And I was like, yep, this is it forever. Like, I want sweepy bangs. That's what we call them. Sweepy bangs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved them. I loved them and I never let it go. But before that, it was like freshman year of high school. I always had a middle part. Never had any bangs. And I would do that, like, 90s thing where you, like, pull two strands out
and
frame the front of your face.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then, like, pin the rest back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually love that. I do that now.
I love it.
Next, we are with Steven and Lauren as they take a walk at a park overlooking the beach. Lauren says she's so stoked because today was the first day out of school with nothing to do. She asks Steven, did you think a year ago that we'd both be going to LA now? And he says no, but that he could always see himself living there. Lauren says that she thought they'd both be going back to San Francisco, and Steven says he never saw himself going back because there was no way he was going to graduate from there, and he already soaked up everything he wanted to soak up while being there.
So then why did you make such a big deal about Lauren?
I know.
He only has, like, one more semester on her, so.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Okay, you soaked up everything you wanted to soak up, weirdo. Like, I don't know. He's the worst.
The worst.
Mm-hmm. Like... yeah, I told Kelsey earlier that if we ever have Steven on the podcast, we'll probably have to apologize because I talk a lot of shit.
To apologize, but thank him also.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah,
you talk a lot of shit.
Well, I thought Lauren looked super pretty in this scene, though, too, with her diamonds and her yellow tank top and her hair. I was
the
like,
pearls.
Like, that's what I want to look like.
Heels and the bell bottoms. Like, stop. She's so cute.
It was perfect.
Yeah, I want to be her. She's absolutely perfect in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
We are then with Alex, Em, and Taylor while they go prom dress shopping. While looking at dresses, in walk Cammy and Kendra. Hello, season 3. And they chat for a minute about dresses, and then Cammy starts acting a little nervous and then asks Alex if she could go to prom with Jason because he asked her, but she wanted to make sure it was okay with Alex. Alex sarcastically says no and then laughs and says, of course, I could care less about Jason.
She's so scary, though.
I know. I love, though, that she didn't know. So good.
I would have turned around and walked out immediately. Like, all right, mm-hmm. I'll see now.
Yeah.
She did her best to make it seem like she didn't care, but you knew she cared.
You know,
Yeah.
The girls hug and they say they love each other, and then Cammy and Kendra leave the store. Alex says she doesn't get why Cammy had to ask, but that it was really nice of her and that she loves her to death. Then we see Cammy and Kendra walking away, and Cammy says she's glad she said yes, and Kendra says that if she would have said no, it wouldn't have stopped her, and they both laugh.
Bitches.
I know. When I first watched a scene, I was like, oh, that was really sweet of her. Why do I hate her so much? And then that happened. And I was like, oh, okay. So.
Yeah. Kendra and Cammy are such bitches.
Yeah.
And I didn't even recognize Kendra at first because her hair is
dark. Her hair. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that's Kendra. Like, as they were walking out, I totally didn't recognize her.
Mm-hmm.
And Cammy, all I saw was boobs. She walked in boobs first, man. I was just like, oh my God. Like, that was really intense. Yeah, they are bitches even in season 2.
I know. I want to say they, like, played it up to be on the show in season 2, but they continued this persona, like, throughout season 3. And I feel like even looking at their, like, social media today, I'm still scared of them today.
Uh-huh. I know, they're such mean girls.
She looks exactly like Pauly D's stalker. I don't know if you guys.
Oh my God! Doesn't she? I do.
Twins.
That's so funny.
I was like, oh my God, we're so sharing that.
She walked in. I was like, what show are we watching?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But didn't you say that she's prettier?
Yeah, she's a prettier version than the stalker, for sure.
Did you guys hear, by the way, that Alex M. said that she's going with Sam? And when I heard that, I was like, Sam? Like, Kristen Sam?
We're wondering who Alex went with. We were like, we don't think Alex went with anybody. Oh my God.
She said Sam. And I was like, wait, wasn't Sam and Kristen, like, dating throughout senior year? So, like, this must have been an off time.
That's what she said,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just surprised. He's, like, really in this group, but, like, he managed to keep himself off camera the entire year. It's amazing. Hot Sam, come on.
Sam. the storyline that could have been, you know? It's so random that Jason asked Cammy to prom.
I was going to say, do you guys think that was an MTV thing?
No.
Like,
no, okay. I think he just needed somebody to go with, and he certainly wasn't going to ask Jessica or Alex.
Right.
They even say later, like, he's not going to hang out with her. Like, that's not what's going
to
happen.
He just needs someone to go with, yeah.
Yeah.
I still think it's weird.
It is super weird. And she was, like, so excited to go with him, and he gave, like, two shits.
Yeah, she seemed a little bit obsessive with him, for sure.
Yeah.
I think she thought maybe they were going to, like, date.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Definitely not.
He did not give two shits.
No. Poor Cammy. I do feel bad. He is, like, the worst date.
Don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
You should have known.
Yeah.
I know. You just, you think you can change them, you know? You think you'll be the one.
Next, we see Alex H. and Kristen walking together. And before I get into the scene, I have to ask Adrian, is this that same top?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah!
This time it looked orange to me. Before I said it looked pink, this time it was orange.
It's so freaking orange. I still have it in my notes now. I'm like, this is orange.
Like the one I said I had.
Yes. Yeah. So we had a battle like 2 episodes ago. Kristen wearing that sheer hoodie.
Mm-hmm. A very, very romantic dinner that we're like, yeah.
We had dinner. And Adrian was like, it's orange. And me and Liz were both like, it's pink. Like mm-hmm. it's a pink sheer sweatshirt, and then now Liz is saying it's orange when Alex is
wearing it. Weird. The lighting must have changed. I don't know.
Because it looked pink on my TV, so maybe it's just like the weird lighting.
Wait, it still looked pink right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird.
Like, I swear it was pink. Mm-hmm.
Every time I've watched it, it's been orange for me.
Weird.
That is so weird that it changed for me.
We have to post it.
We will. Yeah. We will.
But Kelsey thought it was cute too and said she'd wear it to this day and that she has something similar. So it is still cute, Adrian.
Okay. When Alex wore it, I thought it was really cute.
I agree. I thought she pulled it off better.
But when Kristen wore it to a romantic dinner, I was like, this is not it for a romantic dinner.
For sure.
It's like a time and a place for everything type thing.
Yeah.
Would you wear it to a romantic dinner?
Oh, would you?
Oh, she would.
Back in the day, maybe.
She would.
Back in the day, okay. This was, like, what, 2009? Yeah. 2010, maybe.
You remember what I used to wear on dates? Do you remember what I wore on my first date with Jeff? That, like, pink.
I do remember.
It was hideous. And I thought it was, like, the cutest thing ever. So.
Kelsey's looking at her like, bless you.
Yeah.
Well, I always got ready for things at her house. So, like, if it was a date, whatever it was, I was always, like, they picked me up in Kelsey's house, which is how it went. And she didn't tell me not to wear it.
I didn't, but I should have. Yeah.
So,
if you were super excited about it, she probably didn't want to, like, burst your bubble.
It was, like, my first real date with a boy, like, that was going to take me to dinner. Like, at a movie. Like, it was my first real... I'd never gone on a date before. I've just, like, dated boys, but we've never, like, gone on a date. And it was so cute. He took me to this little Italian restaurant, and he was older than me. I was 19. He was 22? 23? 24. Oh, my God. He was so much older than me. and they... Oh my God, it was so embarrassing. They took the wine glasses off of our table because I was 19, and it was like the most embarrassing
thing
that has ever happened to me. Wow. I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Like, yeah. And so that was embarrassing. And then he took me to the movies. I think we saw Despicable Me. Did you really?
That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was super cute. It was like my first real date.
Aww.
I know. Memory. I know. He's a douchebag, but it's a good memory.
At least he gave you a good first date. That's all that matters. That was a good memory.
Yeah. So as the girls are walking, Alex asks Kristen, what if Talon really doesn't ask her? And Kristen just says, okay, Alex. And Alex says, I'm not even kidding, bitch. And then Kristen says, slut. And then Alex says, I'll laugh at you. I thought this was really funny. I enjoyed seeing Alex kind of, like, give Kristen a hard time about it. Obviously, she knew Talon was going to ask her, but it was funny.
Yeah.
So the girls go into a store, and Alex again asks, do you think he's going to ask you to prom? And Kristen says that boys always wait until the last minute, and Steven would wait until the day before. We then see Talon in a suit walking down the street with a bouquet of roses and a ton of red balloons. He's in a garage, draping white sheets over chairs and putting the roses that are in vases on the seats of the chairs, and he's spreading rose petals all on the ground, and then the garage door closes while he's standing there waiting.
Kelsey legit almost started crying.
It was so
sweet. Oh, really?
I loved it.
It was super sweet.
And my heart did, like, sink into my bottom. I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. But, like, again, I had this exact promposal and hated it. So, like, the feelings that I'm having are just because, like, I think Talon's cute.
Did he do this much, though? It was simple in theory, right? Like, he's just in her garage, but, like, the fact that he dressed up in a suit, he got flowers, rose petals, all of that, the chair,
Yeah, I mean, and it was, I know I explained this in detail before, but it was, like, little roses leading up to him, and then, like, I had a bouquet, and then he had a bouquet in his hand. And then he's in a whole suit with a sign that says prom. And I about shit. Oh, God. Were you there?
Yes. It was the cutest thing ever.
No.
It was. You blacked out.
It was not the cutest thing ever.
It was. You just didn't like him. Like, yeah. If you liked him, you would have loved it. It would have been your favorite story for the rest of your life.
Yeah. If we had been, like, high school sweethearts or something, and he wasn't, like, weirdly obsessed with me.
Yeah, that poor guy.
So Alex and Kristen pull up to her driveway and see a bouquet of roses on the ground. And Kristen says, "What is going on, Alex?" And Alex says, "I have no idea." Kristen gets out of the car and picks up a note by the roses. And the card says, "Dear Kristen, these past couple years that we have gotten to know each other have been very special to me. You have this amazing ability to make me laugh, yet you have a beautiful way of making me cry. This, I believe, shows how much you truly mean to me. Now close your eyes and count to 10, but please don't peek or you will ruin the surprise."
A beautiful way of making me cry. Why?
When did that happen and why? Yeah.
What was that?
Okay. Really cute, though.
Very cute, yes.
I can't get past the "a beautiful way of making
me cry." What does that
mean? I'm, like, so uncomfortable by it. Like, it's like an undercover bashing. Like, it's so weird. I'm so uncomfortable.
I agree with Candace on that for sure. And it took us out of the scene. Like, immediately we had to pause and what in the world just happened?
I feel like it's cute because it's so romantic, but I also feel like he could have written this about anyone. Like, I didn't actually feel like it was very personal to Kristen.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Like, it was, he just writes beautiful words and says nice things, but, like, it's not personal to that person.
Totally.
He's a smooth talker.
Could have been written by AI.
Mm-hmm.
Chat GPT.
Yeah.
Kristen says, "Oh my God," and closes her eyes and she starts counting to 10. And as she's counting, the garage door slowly opens and we see Talon standing there holding roses with the balloons around him. When Kristen opens her eyes, she seems genuinely surprised and a little bit speechless, and she walks towards Talon, and he asks her if she will go to prom with him, and she says yes. She thanks him, and they hug. Talon gives her a kiss on the cheek, and then Alex looked super cute, like, watching from afar. She was, like, all excited.
It's so intense.
It was very intense. It was, like, a legit proposal.
An actual proposal, yeah.
Yeah.
Very intense.
I feel like you'd naturally be kind of creeped out if a guy that you didn't really like asked you in such a big way. But Kristen was like eating this shit up. Like, she was
"Oh
my God, thank you so much." And I have in my notes, I'm like, what did she do to deserve this? Okay. This was so romantic. It was so cute. And Talon put in so much effort. And she didn't even like him. She treated him like shit at the dance.
Yeah. She shouldn't have gone with him.
What's your take on Talon and Kristen else?
I don't like it. It doesn't. She's so mean, and every chance she gets, she acts like, it kind of seems like she's like, oh, whatever. He doesn't really matter. His feelings don't matter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use this guy.
Yeah.
And I feel like he also, the way, I mean, I think he's hurt by it because he seems so, like, butthurt in a way. Everything he says about her, it's kind of negative, but it comes from somewhere, it kind of seems like.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
He like tries to be over her, but he's still not over her. So it comes out like mean. Mm-hmm. But he really is just kind of, if she were to be like, "Talon, let's finally be together," he'd be like, "Okay."
Yeah.
Totally.
That vibe too.
So next, it is the day of prom, and we see Alex M and Cedric going to the salon together to have their hair done.
Yeah, Alex M and Cedric. Let's just
I know.
Going to get their hair done together.
I loved it. This was like one of the only times I liked watching Cedric. He was really cute. Yeah. They're talking about what they're going to do before the prom and where they're going to take pictures and meet up with everybody. And the hairstylist is applying dye to Cedric's hair, and Alex laughs at him and says that he looks like the guy from Zoolander, which he totally did. And then Cedric says, "How random is Jason's prom date?" And Alex tells him how Cammy came and asked her for permission. She says she got upset about it for like an hour and then asked herself why she was so upset. Cedric says he doesn't think Cammy knows that they're not going to chill and that Jason just needs a date to go with, and then they both laugh.
So mean!
I know.
Is it mean? It's just facts.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, true, but, like, they could have at least been like, but Cammy's really nice and she deserves better. Like, anything. Like, I don't know. They're just, like, kind of laughing at, like, Cammy and how stupid she is. I mean, I don't like Cammy either, but I still think it's mean.
Yeah.
But how is it mean, though? Unless he, like, asked her in a way that was, like, I like you and I want this to be romantic. But if he asked her just as friends and she goes in expecting more, like, she's stupid.
No, but when you go to prom with somebody, you kind of expect them to spend a little bit of time with you.
As friends.
I hear you. I get what you're saying, that it was mean of them to, you know, say that, and how he kind of, like, yeah, to ignore her. I get that, but we probably don't see what's going on behind the scenes. Like, if we think she's the worst, they probably really know she's awful. So they don't like this girl. But, like, I hear he was outside looking in. I get why you say it like that.
Well, Alex does, she says she loves her to death. And Alex did say when we interviewed her that they were actually pretty good friends with Cammy and Kendra. So I think Alex, at the very least, was friends with her. I think Cedric just thought the whole thing was, like, hilarious. And, like, it was so random and he, like, didn't care. But, like, yeah. I'm sure that Cammy was not the nicest person.
Yeah. Well, we also think she's the person at parties walking into bedrooms being like, hello?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yes. She's very nosy, as we know. But yeah, I don't know. I still just feel a little bit bad for her.
Okay.
Maybe it's like black girl to black girl.
Maybe.
We're then at Kristen's house while Kristen and Alex H are getting ready for prom. Kristen is straightening Alex's hair, and while they're talking about how it's their last prom, she almost burns Alex with the straightener. They talk about how it's weird that this is the last prom and that they're getting ready for the last time. And then Alex looks at herself in the mirror and shakes her head and says, okay, give me this, and takes the straightener from Kristen. Made me miss getting ready with my girlfriends for events, like, you know, putting your makeup on together and mm-hmm. all that fun stuff.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Kelsey's house where we did all that stuff. So, like, I miss it so bad. It was, like, all of our friends would just come over and we'd all do our makeup in the huge bathroom yeah. and, like, all straighten our hair. And, like, she did my hair and makeup for every single dance that we ever went to. So I never paid for that shit.
It's like some of our favorite memories growing up doing that with each other.
Next, we are at Talon's house with Jeff C and Jeff B. They're all getting their suits ready to put on. And Talon is showing off his white jacket and his Converse shoes that he's going to wear. And then we see a group of the girls at Morgan S's house getting ready. And Alex says that her mom said, please tell me how short your dress is, Alex. And we then get a little montage of everyone getting ready in their separate places. Jessica and Alex H are together, and Jessica says she looks like crap, and Alex H tells her, you do not look like crap. You always say that. Every girl says that.
Alex H is always the one who, like, is like, no, you look great. Like, she's always that
she's
friend.
The
like,
best.
She is. Yes.
So why does Jessica always wear the most boring dresses?
Like a simple black dress.
The most boring dress possible.
I know.
I was so annoyed. And Kelsey was not a fan of Alex H's hair because it kind of looks like a mullet in this scene.
Yeah. Yes, it did. Yeah.
Like, she has a very choppy haircut. So
yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. She was like, that's not it. Not a good style.
For prom, like, come on, lady.
And all their dresses are so short once again, but I know mm-hmm. you guys said that they weren't really that short last time, but I think that they were. I think all the dresses were hideous this time, like absolutely hideous.
Really?
Oh my god, I actually thought that the dresses were nice this time.
I thought they were better.
No. I hated the dresses.
No,
gun to my head, if I had to pick one, I would say Taylor's.
Taylor did have a cute dress.
Yeah.
And then Kelsey said Kristen's. Yeah.
I liked Kristen's dress. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like the color on her skin tone, I feel like. Mm. Like, I didn't think that peach color looked very nice on her. Mm-hmm. I thought Alex M had a nice dress. Maybe not, like, prom specific, but, like, it was
cute.
No,
that dress was awful. Oh,
but
God.
I really liked Alex H's, that, like, hot pink color and, like,
too.
Silky one. I love that. With the gold. It was so
yeah.
cute.
Oh, God, no.
I thought a lot of the dresses were okay, just definitely not for prom. Like, Taylor's dress
right
was really cute. I just, it was not prom-y.
They never wear prom dress.
That's how we felt last time too.
It's like spring, mm-hmm. like
going to lunch.
Yeah.
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 Do you want to say your other two comments?
Alex H is too tall for those heels compared to everybody else. I felt so bad. The way when they were getting near the limo and they're going in, she looks like she's literally like 3 feet taller than the rest of the girl. I was like, oh no, they need to fix that immediately. And Jason literally looks 45. So much older than the rest of the boys.
Yeah. He's like their dad.
Yeah, truly. I was like, how is this? Like, they must have found him on the street and hired him. They're like, hey, do you want to be in this kid show? Like, quickly, come on.
You want to be on this kid show? That's so funny. We talk about how old Jason looks all the time. Like, he literally walks around with his full face beard and cigarettes hanging out of his mouth.
He's, like, so starting to wrinkle before our very eyes. And everybody else has baby faces.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's very bizarre.
So we see the whole gang walking up and getting into the Hummer limo, and everyone is cheersing their blue solo cups in the limo ride, going to the pre-prom party. So as we are at the pre-prom party, I was going to do a quick little dress rundown like we've done before. So Alex M is wearing a black dress with like red and white lines all over it. I don't want to call it stripes, but it was like a kind of a fun pattern. I did agree with her mom that it was really short. That one was. But I thought she looked really pretty. And then Taylor's dress was a fun print with like shades of white, green, and yellow. It was kind of like tie-dye and it had a kind of like a 70s vibe to it. I thought that one, hers was cute too. Kristen was like a salmon-y, peach-colored, flowy dress that looked really beachy. I thought it was an appropriate style for prom for her. I liked it better than the last season's prom dress, but I wish she would have done something with her hair rather than just having it down straight. And then Alex H's dress is also very flowy with shades of pink and purple and the gold band around the waist area. I really liked her dress too.
Whoop whoop.
Jessica has the simp black halter top style dress, and it's cute, but it looks too much like all the other dresses she's worn. And then we see Casey arrive in the infamous yellow prom dress, and it's very form-fitting, and it has a huge part of it that is cut out on the left side of her body, and the cutout part goes from under her boob down to her hip bone area. And then as Casey and her date Dustin walk in the door, we hear Alex M say, oh, there's no turning back. And then Jessica to Emily says, and Candace, I want you to say the line.
Have you seen Casey's dress?
You say it better than me.
Yeah. It cracks me up every time.
I know.
Casey, sweet, sweet Casey, that dress, the cutout is the most unflattering cutout on planet Earth. It's the most random part of your body to expose.
Her entire body.
I don't know what to say.
I have to say, I actually thought it was a beautiful dress, but bit too risque for like a high school prom. Like, imagine that dress on a red carpet, like award show.
Yeah.
I feel like as a regular person, you wouldn't get a chance to wear that dress somewhere like fancy. So maybe this was like her chance of wearing that. Somewhere nice.
That the cutout was so unflattering. Like, I just think it was so ugly. I don't know. And the yellow, it didn't do it for me. Like, Kelsey said that she looks like Dolly Parton.
Her hair and everything.
The hair was Dolly
Parton. And I was like, yes. She looks like a mix of Barbie, Dolly Parton, a pageant girl, and a Playboy bunny. Like, all mixed together. And it's awful. Mm-hmm. Awful, awful. Ugly.
Amazing.
Okay.
I think it's funny because I felt like her dress was actually the most like prom style dress, I guess, because it was like super fancy. You know what I mean? Like, it was big and elaborate.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just so different. And I felt like her dress was like a little ahead of its time because I feel like we see more stuff like that nowadays.
Totally.
And that's why it was so shocking to everyone as well. Like, I didn't like the dress. Like, I would never wear something like that.
And maybe not to a high school prom. Like, I still think that it would be shocking to see that at a high school prom. But like, it is like a glamour dress, you know? Like,
right. Fancy
dress. And I don't think that that the dress code for our prom would have allowed a dress like that.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. Like, I was looking at it thinking, because they didn't even have to wear like our backs out.
We couldn't wear strapless.
Yeah. No way.
All if we
had. Wow. That's crazy.
So like I don't think we would have been able to get away with that.
Wait, you guys couldn't wear strapless dresses to your prom?
I mean, we all did.
No, we did, but we had to have a shawl
or a arm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like a jacket or a sweater.
That's
or something.
Insane.
Listen, I wore a little like cocktail tube top dress and I like the cardigan was never on. It was never on. So like it wasn't a big deal. But like I don't think we would have gotten away with that dress. Mm-hmm. Like it's intense.
So during the pre-pom party, we see Morgan S. is trying to put on Jason's boutonniere. And Jessica comes up and says, you know what will work really well? Just take it and jab it in like that. And she pats Jason on the shoulder and says, she's just kidding. And Jason says, you need to leave. And I was like, get him, Jessica.
Like, he's so nice. He's so bothered. You need to leave.
No, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
We then see a shot of Alex M looking off in the distance. And I feel like they were trying to make us think that she's watching around, like looking for Jason. What's he doing? And then we see Cammy grabbing Jason's face and telling him that he looks great tonight. That was kind of ridiculous.
Cringe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cringe.
And then all the girls are taking pictures together. Everyone's mingling around. And we also see Talon and his mom take a picture together. And I don't remember seeing his mom before, but I was like, whoa, like his mom was so hot. Like,
I didn't know
like she was like high school age.
She really was. I was kind of shocked. I was like, wait, what girl is that? Wait,
it was really fast, but I was like, oh my gosh. So. Good for her. We then hear Kristen yelling, there's my date. And we see her with Talon saying, finally, I found him. Don't count on me holding on to him.
Kelsey was so mad because she was like, he was taking a picture with his mom.
Yeah.
Like, why are you so upset?
Kristen was so annoying this whole scene. Yeah. And then Talon says, actually, I wouldn't count on me holding on to her. And Kristen says, oh, right, Talon, bye.
I'm like, why did they even go together?
I know. I don't get it. So Kristen's trying to get a photo with Talon, but she's annoyingly like ordering him around, saying, Talon, you're wanted, and telling him what side to stand on for the picture. And then she sarcastically says, oh, I'm sorry. We hear someone say, why don't you guys pretend like you like each other or something? And the picture finally gets taken and Kristen immediately says, bye, Talon, see you later, and walks away.
So annoying.
Talon says that Kristen is really pissing him off while we see her taking a picture with another guy. And he's asked by someone, who's your date? And then the person tells him, oh, don't be so sad. Talon tells her to shut up, and we see Kristen and a group of girls all getting a photo, and she's like wooing and being really loud, and I just thought she was acting super obnoxious here. Talon says he's already over it, and we see Kristen walking off to the limo with the girls, and Talon is walking by himself, and the limo drives away with Kristen in it, but we do not see Talon. So I just felt really bad for him this whole scene, and I don't know why she's being so rude to him. And
I think like maybe she was annoyed with him. But after that huge, mm-hmm. like, beautiful asking, wouldn't your heart, like, soften up a little bit and you'd be, like, nicer to him?
Yeah.
I wish he was, honestly. That really sucked. I felt bad for him in this episode. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We see everyone walking into prom, and then we get a few, like, really grainy shots of everyone dancing and hanging out during the dance. And then we get a shot of the limo outside, and out of nowhere, we get to Alex M and Jason making out in the parking lot. Everyone's getting in the limo, and we hear Kristen say, oh my god, Jason and Alex are macking. As people are getting in the limo, we see Cammy, and then we again hear Kristen's voice say, that's kind of rude. And everyone's basically watching them make out from inside the limo, and everybody starts kind of cheering, and then Alex lets go of Jason and says, wow, that's embarrassing.
But wait. You missed Talon walking by and saying, what the hell?
I missed that.
I missed that too.
I did not see that.
That's so funny.
What the hell?
That's so funny. And then they walk off together away from the limo, arms around each other, and Alex is holding under her shoes. And yeah, that came out of nowhere.
They had unfinished business.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But I love that she owns it and is like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So we cut to the next day and we see Alex M, Taylor, and Morgan S walking. And they all agree that the previous night was a lot of fun and say it was a good dance. Alex says it was her best dance. And Morgan says to her, you were with Jason the whole time. Alex says she knows, and Morgan says, every time I turned, it was Alex and Jason. Alex says she made up with him, and they were like, been there, done that, happy it's over now, and good we got it out of our systems. Alex asks if they think Cammie was bummed, and Morgan says no, and that every time Jason would walk by, Cammie would yell, worst prom date ever.
Makes me really sad. No, stop.
I'm not sad for her at all. I think she, I think by that point, she was just like, whatever, you know.
She finally just got it by the end of the night.
Yeah.
Worst prom date ever.
We're then at Ruby's Diner with Jason, Cedric, and Talon, and they're having a totally different conversation than the girls, saying that they all hated prom and that it sucked.
Such a guy thing.
I know. Cedric asks Jason who he hooked up with, and when he says Alex, Cedric and Talon are like, ah, and then they high five. They're acting like total boys.
I thought that was so funny. It was. That was
really cute. Cedric asks Talon who he went with, and he says Kristen. And Talon says, obviously, that's why you have to ask me, because she was never with me. She's always doing her own thing, like dancing with 10 dudes, making out with 15 dudes, probably like more than kissed 5 guys. I was like, what the hell? Cedric says Kristen plays such gnarly games, and Talon says, I'm over that chick, whatever.
You know, I know we keep saying that, like, the show's editing them to, like each other and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he was really into her at this point. But it definitely looks real, real. Like, oh, he's, like, real mad.
He's pissed, yeah.
Can't fake that.
Then we see Kristen at Alex H's house, and she's telling Alex and Jessica that she hopes Talon isn't mad at her. And the way she, like, laughs when she says this clearly shows that she knows Talon should be mad at her.
Oh, she knows.
Alex says she doesn't think he is, and Jessica says he's gotten a lot cuter, and then Kristen mumbles, I don't think so.
She's so mean.
I know.
Still. Oh my god.
What the heck? And Alex says it's because Kristen gets annoyed with him, and then they all laugh. Jessica asks if he hooked up with anyone, and Kristen says she has no idea, but she hopes that he did, so it takes his mind off of her. And she says that relationship needs to be done.
Stop leading him on.
Yeah, exactly. Then don't go to
prom
with him.
Don't accept his promposal. Yeah.
Then Jessica again says,
did you see Casey's dress?
Thank you.
No problem.
Kristen says Casey is ridiculous and that she looks like a cheap hooker. And Alex agrees and says with her hair, her makeup, and everything, it's just so different. Kristen says that must be so exhausting and it would take like 500 hours every day to get that ready. And Alex says the way Casey puts makeup on is like Mission Viejo or Inland Orange County, not like Laguna Beach.
Kelsey,
like,
and I were laughing so hard at Mission Viejo. I'm like,
okay,
what
I need
mean?
Some context for my California friends.
And that's like such a specific city. I'm like, why? I didn't get that. Like, I don't know what Mission Viejo or Inland Orange County style is.
Are they known for something? Like,
not that I know of.
It was just like, it seemed like it was like the ghetto or something, or like, yeah, I don't know, like it was weird.
Yeah, definitely implied something. Yeah.
Such a weird diss.
I was picturing like Jersey, like where they have like lots of makeup and big hair,
totally.
And all of that.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like it from you guys. It just sounds like
I have no idea.
Random reference.
Casey looks like a cheap hooker. Like, they really cannot stand her. Like, it's so sad.
That was intense.
Wait till we see that dress on like a red carpet somewhere, Candace, and you're gonna be like, it is so beautiful.
I feel like we could differently about the dress if it wasn't yellow.
Yes.
Like, it was black.
Like, it was black.
Gray or red even, maybe. Like, we would have a different conversation, but the yellow is just in my face. It's too much. I hate it.
Yeah.
I also love how you guys call it yellow. In my head, I'm like, it's gold.
Did it look cool to you? It looks like Big Bird yellow on my TV. It's like full-on yellow.
So Kristen says it was definitely a fun prom, and towards the end of the night, she started choking up about our last prom and graduation. Alex says this is it for high school and that they have 2 weeks of it left for their whole entire lives. Kristen says it's happening so fast and it needs to slow down a little bit. And Alex says she doesn't think she has let herself actually realize and believe it because she's been kind of scared. But now that it's actually happening, she's like, whoa, this year is basically over. Kristen agrees that it's over and says that it's sad. And then the episode ends with the girls kind of all looking sad, thinking about the end of their high school days.
The last few, like, weeks of high school do go by so fast.
Yes, yeah. It's like a blur. Well, Did you guys have a favorite prom dress?
I am going to say, gun to my head again, Taylor's.
What was your least favorite one?
Casey. Okay, yeah. But, like, normal favorite outfit was definitely Lauren's outfit in the yellow tank top and jeans and heels and pearls.
Yep, for mine sure. too. Yep.
Yeah, I have to agree with Candace on favorite outfit. Definitely Lauren. I thought the rest of the outfits were kind of anticlimactic this episode, and I really could not stand the NASCAR shirt change that between the girls, just sharing that NASCAR.
Yeah.
That was pretty awful. If I had to pick a prom dress, it would be Kristen's again. But I wasn't really a fan. I thought Talon looked the nicest in the promposal. Like, that was my favorite outfit by far, far. I thought he looked really nice. I don't think he's necessarily, like, cute, but I thought he looked very handsome in that outfit.
Yeah, Talon's not your type.
No. But he looked very
nice. I know. Did I hear that right? You just said Jeff was cute, but you didn't think Talon was cute. What?
Talon's
not,
not
it for me at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
No.
Wait. Who did you think was? Did you think Steven was cute? Like, back in the day? Like, who did you like?
No, I thought Jason.
I was going to say Jason.
Oh, of course.
I did think Steven was kind of cute, and then he was just so douchey. I couldn't get with it.
Yeah.
And then he was on Winter Hill, and it was just, oh my God, it was awful. So I really didn't think he was cute after that.
Yeah, I was going to say Jason is more your type, but I was like, you just said that he looks like he's 45.
That doesn't mean he's not cute.
Yeah.
He's sexy as hell. He's just old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's cute, but I would be, like, scared of him because I'm like, that's a man. You know?
Yes. Yeah. What about you, Adrian?
I really liked Alex H's dress, which I know some of you hated, but some of us liked it. And I will say, for a normal outfit, I love the NASCAR outfits.
I want to poll on this. I want to know what the people
We will.
I'm interested in this one. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe it's super
cool. I didn't like it either. I thought it was weird. I thought they looked like they were about to, like, go fix a car at an auto body shop.
And I feel like if you're going to share clothes in the same episode, don't have it be so distinctive to, like, girls, come on, you're on TV. Yeah. Put something on that isn't the exact same.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, the prom dresses was a tie between Alex H. and Kristen's dress. Like, I wasn't crazy about either of them, but I thought they looked pretty.
How about normal?
Lauren's outfit, for sure.
So cute.
What were you guys' favorite moments?
Jessica saying she's going to stab Jason with the boutonniere. Take it and just right in there. Like, she had to get her jab in, you know? Like, I love it.
Yeah.
I really like the promposals. I thought they were really cute and really fun. Like, that whole little montage of those was my favorite.
What was your favorite promposal?
Talons, because it melts in my soul. The other two, I would be genuinely terrified, like, for both of those two, so I don't know how I would handle it.
I really loved the pre-prom, just, like, the memories of, like, going to someone's house and having all of your friends there and taking photos. Like, it really made me want to go back to high school.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite moment was Jessica. Did you see Casey's dress? Like, it's funny every time. So,
did you see Casey's dress?
He's, like, so angry about it, too. Like,
I know. She's, like, appalled by it. Yeah.
Oh, Jessica. Forever my fave.
Thank you so much for listening to our season 2 recap of Laguna Beach. You can follow us on our Instagram at MillennialTV, that's Millennial TEAV on Instagram and on Reddit. If you have any suggestions for our podcast, you can also send us an email at MillennialTV@gmail.com. And please give us a follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts to get notified when we release our episodes every Tuesday. Thanks again, and see you next week.